decide. Well, I hope you enjoyed my story of the Fox Sisters. And I want to thank you joining me here for my Toppy's Terribly Twisted Tales. Spooky goings-on all month long in celebration of gay crema, as Big Fatty would say. All right, there you go. Just as it was heard originally, way back in 2010. I just have a few remarks before I let you go. First of all,
it's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I just have a few before I let go. First of all,
yes. Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4623 of the FO for Wednesday the 29th of October 2025. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me,
a little show.
Y'all want to talk about a few other little shows, plus Big Fatty still got more voice letters. Big Fatty.
Oh, good morning, Big Fatty. Oh, such a dear. Yeah, whatever.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Yeah, you like it?
And a tinkling good morning to all of you. Dear Gussie, hello, Humpers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all wishing us good morning. Today, y'all, that was that Aunt Tappy. Yes, Big Fatty, and that cricket. Oh, cricket. And, y'all, then it was Denny. That was Denny from up there in the Chicago's. And then finally, y'all, he is in his element this time of year. Y'all, I'm talking about the Haunt Club. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, before I get into the little show, at the beginning of the little show, you heard old Stinkpot, Toppy Smelly. And y'all, he recently, this week, put out a little show. And y'all, I get the feeling that he's just kind of down in the dumps, and y'all, he's thinking of redoing the old Stinkpot cast and everything, and y'all, I think he would really appreciate it if you'd he recently did that Ramble Read Heed little show. And y'all, but I think old Stinkpot would appreciate you all of you de-lurking a little bit. It's always, Big Fatty's fortunate that many of you will reach out y'all, that's cheese and crackers, reach out and communicate and post things over there at the BFO, and I really appreciate it. But you know, Big Fatty loves a lurker as well, so y'all just de-lurk a little bit. We definitely don't need to be losing another little show. I'm not saying Stinkpot's gonna cut out his show or anything, but I think he would get a little more motivated if he heard from you, and that goes for all the little shows. You know, old Cricket Hat, he's cut back from 5 days a week to just 1 day a week. Yes, Big Fatty. And we'll see how that goes. And, you know, who knows? He might come back. And, y'all, I'm going to say there was one thing that I really... that really hit me in Stinkpot's latest little show is, you know, he hadn't done one of his shows in several months, and y'all, it was kind of a test for him as to what his life would be like without doing a little show. And y'all, Big Fatty has thought about that many times himself. And, oh, Big Fatty, if only it could come true. No. And, y'all, this keeps me going as well. And if I had to guess, I'm going to guess that Crooked Hat's going to miss it, too. And so, you know, he may be back. But, y'all, yes! Just three more days of the countdown clock. It's true, and that includes today. Y'all, 4 days. 4 days until we switch back to standard time. Y'all, I know some of you are mad as a snake that the time is changing, and I know there are others who, y'all, it starts the season of miracles, and y'all, it's just going to be like, y'all, in fact, Stinkpot said that his schedule and all, he goes to bed about 7:30 p.m., y'all, it's going to be, Stinkpot will be 6:30. Today, the 29th of October, we have not one, not two, but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal. The first, y'all met him in person at that Pride 48 out there in Las Wages. Y'all, he's as vulgar as Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty, I heard him oinking. He used to be on that Pod Cubs little show. Last I heard, he was down there in the Key West. Big Fatty, do you think the Burries saw him? Well, probably. Who knows? They saw Cora Beth. Y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only Skeeta. Big Fatty, we love Skeeta. We do indeed. And y'all, then our second celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I've been on several little shows with her over the years. She is in. I think she had two places, but I think she's only in one of them now. Y'all, she posts pictures of her puppy dog from time to time over there on the Twix. And y'all, she used to be on But First, and I think she was also on Survivors Ready, but it may have just been But First. But, you know, Crooked Hat gave those up years ago. Y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only Sam in the Hinterlands. Big Betty, we love Sam in the Hinterlands and her puppy dog. We do. And y'all, our final celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all met him many, 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 many years ago at my meet and greet up there in the Chicago's. Y'all, he was friends. I believe I have this right. He'll let me know if I don't. He was friends with that... with the other, oh, you know, Omar, when he moved to the Chicago's, y'all, just as nice a person as you can ever meet. Y'all, he's over there on the ham map. Y'all, are you on the ham map? Big Fatty Crooked Head hadn't fixed it yet. Well, I'm sure he'll get right on it. I'm talking about none other than the one and only Denny in the Chicago's. Big Fatty, we love Denny. So, y'all, if you see Skeeter, Sam in the Hinterlands, or Denny, wish him a piece of cake. Fatty, the calm, happy music. We love the calm, happy music. Let's see, y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, let me see here now. That would have been Monday. Y'all, I sat down and I did indeed watch the CBS Evening News. Watched for the news, but I also wanted to see if they had any mention of that John Dickerson leaving the program by the end of the year. There was no mention of it, and Miss Gayle King did not mention it on her a little show on Tuesday morning. Y'all, I did watch the Jeopardy. Y'all, there were a couple of kind of cuties. Y'all, you know you're old when all the Jeopardy players look so young. But Big Fatty, one of them looked like Santa Claus earlier this week. Well, he did last week, I think it was. Yes, Big Fatty. Quite the luckers. After that, y'all, I turned on the sports ball. They had the baseball and the old pigskin on at the same time last night. Y'all, evidently, the baseball sports ball ran until it was a 7-hour game, they said, and almost 7 hours. And the sports ball, I didn't see who won the sports ball, the old pigskin, but Miss Bacon. Miss Bacon sent me a picture. She sent me a picture. She was watching both of them at the same time. She had two TV machines. And y'all, Miss Bacon, I thought it was funny. She posted something over there on the blue butterfly saying, "Oh, when I heard the emergency music, I immediately thought, oh, what's happened to Granny or what's happened to the Nip?" And y'all, it was me. Y'all, I'd like to report that my tongue I'm in no pain, and it seems to be working properly. Big Fatty, if we could only get it to stop. I did slap like a baby. Y'all, it was cold, and I felt like I had a little tickle in my throat. So I took the go-to-bed pills, but I also took a shot of the NyQuil with the Vapor Cool, and it just kind of makes your throat feel lovely right from the start. And I did that, slept like a baby, I tell you. Y'all, didn't wake up until it was about 7:30 a.m. in the morning when my Apple clock said, "Big Fatty, you need to take your stay alive pills." So y'all, I piddled around in the chamber for a while, got up, had my breakfast. Y'all, I had two smaller pieces of toast, one of them with cheese and one of them with just butter, and they were delicious. And I had my coffee, read my e-paper, did my electronic Sudoku, and did my puzzles, and then I was off to senior size class. Y'all, I got kind of a late start out of the villa because I'd gotten up late. And went right to senior size class. And y'all, it went just lovely. Came back here to the villa. I haven't gotten all my steps in yet. But I've still got plenty of time to do that. Y'all, 58 degrees right now at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. That's the high for today. It's dank and just misty. It's no weather for man nor beast. Oh, Big Fatty. And um, So anyway, got back and I watched the Stephen Colbert and y'all had me some cheese and crackers for a little snicker snack. And now I'm sitting down recording the little show, and y'all are gonna be heading over to Shady Pines, and y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Freddy.
Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Fart pants. I just learned, you know when you have to have a verification code to log into a website and it pops up just above your keyboard? I was just checking to see if there was a copy paste, because every time I get the 6-digit code, I have to think really slowly, like 047447. And then I get in there to post it and I go 407474. And then I go, that's not right. And then I have to go to the text message. Do you know that if you tap it, it auto-fills it? Downtown. Then you even get an option of storing that number or deleting it after use. Am I the only person who didn't know that's how that worked? I mean, this isn't a shtick anymore. This is just pure dingbat. I'm stoked. Logging into my thrift savings account will be stressful no more. No more having to memorize that 6-digit code. Of course, that's probably a good memory game. But obviously, I'm failing the memory game. Oh my God. Seriously. Downtown. Hi, Chris. Downtown. Hi, Laughing Buddha. Downtown. Hi, Moose. Downtown. Hi, rest of the gang. Downtown. Hi, everyone. Downtown. Okay, onward. A Woodhaven hallway.
Oh, it's
too late to say bacon. Bacon, oh. Woodhaven hallway.
Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, that, of course, was Miss Bacon. And yes, Miss Bacon, the autofill from the textimoniums with the security code is well known amongst the millions. Also, did you know if you're scrolling down through something, if you tap on the clock, at the top of your telephone device, it takes you back to the top of whatever you're scrolling through. Big Fatty, you're the Heloise of technology, I guess so. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard old Stinkpot. Y'all, don't give him sympathy anyway. You just...
I just have a few... before I let go. First of all...
Big Freddy, I think he might need some sympathy for those underpants he shacked.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.